And I'm talking to Matt Smith. Matt,
yes.
Where do you live?
I live basically a place called Nottingham, which is a central region of the UK.
Can you tell me a little bit about your spiritual background?
Yeah, well, basically around about 2005, after going to church with my daughter, basically through a guy called Jim Rohn, he came out with a quote off some of his material saying that God will only move towards you if you move towards God. So I was kind of in church, obviously with this going around in my head, and I kind of said, okay, God, here I am, you know, I'll move towards you if you move towards me. And basically from that, that's kind of the start of the journey.
So in 2007,
mm-hmm.
I think is when we met.
It was, yes. So I came over to Dallas then to the Jim Rohn event, and obviously bumped into good self and the good wife, and basically kept in touch. I'd made it a goal at the Jim Rohn event to actually read the Bible. I had no idea when I was going to start it or how I was going to start it. And obviously towards the end of 2007, you dropped me an email saying, Matthew, we're doing a Bible group and we're going to start reading the Bible. It's going to take us a year. And I thought, well, that's fantastic. You know, it was a goal that I'd set in previous months. And actually, that's something that I've continued to do. And I just basically finished reading the Bible as of yesterday, to be honest.
Wow.
Yeah. So, it's fun. I'm glad I've done it. So one of those goals I can now tick off. I'll be starting reading it again this year, and probably doing a lot more study on the Bible rather than just reading it and putting it down. So that's my goal for this year, to read certain sections and kind of understand it a little bit better with the study Bible. Even when times were low, you know, you were still upbeat and looking forward, you know, to better times.
Mm-hmm. So, Matthew, tell me, were you a reader prior to 2008?
A reader?
Yeah, did you read a lot?
Just basically self-help books. I probably started around about 2004. I wasn't a big reader before around about 2004, then started picking up self-help books and motivational books. The Bible through church was one of the books I wanted to pick up and read, but just never got. Well, basically never put a plan in place to read it, because I know it's a good lengthy book. But when you introduced that reading plan to me, I thought, well, you know, let's commit to it. And we did. And it it worked out very well. Once you get into the habit of reading every day, it's just something that comes like second nature, really.
So what kind of adjustments did you have to make to develop that habit? What did you do to set yourself up for success?
Great, yes, no problem. What I have is basically I think what I had to keep me on track. I had a weekly page diary. So on Sunday I'd go onto the internet and basically just copy what reading needs to be done for the following week. So I'd have Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, then Sunday, back onto the internet to pick back up for the following week. So I basically just did that, and then basically just set a time in the evening, you know, 20 minutes, half an hour in the evening before I went to bed, and just basically set that time out for reading the book. You know, some days I probably was too tired, or I forgot in the earlier days, but I just basically, you know, made it up for the following day, just read the 2 days worth of reading the following day.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that kind of got me on track. I'd probably say 6 months into the reading, I probably didn't need the diary anymore. It was just a habit of picking it up and just reading what I needed to read, and just keep checking on the internet occasionally just to make sure I was on track.
What reading plan did you follow?
It was basically a section of the Old Testament and a section of the New Testament each day.
Okay.
Throughout the whole year.
Sure.
And that was from the Gideon's website.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's one of their reading plans. But I've just noticed in the back of my Bible, it's actually got a introductory reading plan as well, which basically gets you to read the Old Testament within 1 week, the Gospels within another week, and the early church, which is basically Acts, Romans, Corinthians, and Galatians, again in 1 week. So I may actually start that this year.
Mm.
Basically just study those three sections.
What can you say has changed in your life as a result of reading God's Word?
Obviously, I've had a bit of a rocky couple of years. It's been up and downs. But basically, reading the Bible has just given me faith that, you know, not everything's in my hands. I can only do what I can do. And basically, having faith through reading the Bible and having patience, things kind of just fall into place, you know, when the time's right, and not to basically push for that to happen. So that's kind of how it's helped me get through the past probably 18 months, to be honest.
So it built your faith?
It does, definitely, yeah.
And it gave you more patience, it sounded.
That's right, yeah, definitely. I mean, there's been times where I've been kind of going to the work and thinking, well, you know, I haven't got much business in this week, and I don't know, you know, how the week's going to end, and I'll have a conversation with God in the car on the way to work, thinking, you know, if there's an opportunity there to be had today, then, you know, let me be aware of it, and, you know, be with me when I'm, you know, looking for that opportunity, or, you know, in the business I'm creating. And just having those kind of conversations just kind of sets my day up in a positive way. Rather than it being negative, it always seems to be a positive when you actually you have that conversation and share it with somebody.
Great. Can you tell me, has your prayer life changed or developed at all through reading the Bible?
Definitely. I would say I pray daily, where before it was probably weekly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, definitely.
That's huge.
I would probably say, when I wasn't reading the Bible, I'd probably just say my prayers and give thanks, probably when I went to church on a Sunday. But now, it's basically on a daily basis sometimes, you know, 2-3 times a day when the situation arises.
So your walk with God went from a weekly conversation to a daily conversation.
Definitely, yes. And more than one conversation a day.
Absolutely.
And when I've been explaining to a close friend of mine throughout 2008, he was going through a rough patch, and he kind of went bankrupt, and his marriage broke up. And I was just kind of, you know, saying, well, these have been my ups and downs of, you know, 2008 as I've been going along. And not preaching to him, just saying, you know, these are conversations I'm having with him upstairs, and, you know, these are the things that are happening to me, and these are things that have come along. Which I've explained to you today. And basically, I just got an email off him out of the blue once, and it just said, Matt, how did you find your church? And I said, well, to be honest, you know, it was a local church. It was a church that was recognised with the local school that I went to. And he kind of said to me, well, I don't want a church that does this, and I don't want a church that does that, and it needs to have this, and it needs to have that. And I was thinking, well, you know, it was quite difficult to try and describe a church that you're looking for and actually find it. Then within about 6 weeks of talking to Tony, he sent me another email, and he said, Matt, I think I found a church. And I was thinking, crikey, you know, what's this church going to be like that he's found? And he sent me a link and a picture of it, and, you know, it was just another one of those amazing experiences, really. The church that he picked is virtually a copy of the one that I go to.
Oh, my.
In the way it looks. I've been over to the church a few times and had a few services with Tony, and it's virtually an exact replica. It's just slightly, I'd say it's about a third of the size of our church in size, but basically the people inside and the services are virtually exactly the same as mine, even though we had this criteria that he was explaining to me, which was totally the opposite.
Wow.
Yeah, so that was another amazing experience that's happened this year, and he's kind of, it has helped him. I know I spoke to him about, obviously, the reading diary that I do, and obviously he discussed that with his local vicar, and the guy says, yeah, well, great, if it's working for Matt, then, you know, if it works for Matt, we're, you know, do the reading and see how it goes for him. He slightly kind of just picks it up and puts it down throughout the day, because he's out in a truck, driving daily and weekly. But basically, you know, he's had some fantastic conversations, and he's now talking to God and praying every day, and things have definitely changed for the better for him, even though he's gone through, obviously, a divorce and bankruptcy over the last 18 months. But he's just a totally changed person from where he was about 3 years ago. And he's just had amazing experiences himself. You know, he's had people like himself, you know, signs come along just at the right time. Trying to think what else he's had. Basically, we went up and we got baptised and did a full immersion in the local pool, which was a great event. So, yeah, that was another amazing thing that's happened, you know, within my circle of friends. Just basically not preaching the word of God, but just, you know, talking to people how it's affecting their life and how we're moving forward with it.
So then would you say, Matt, that because of your daily reading and your daily conversations with God, you were able to serve your friend in a much greater capacity?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. And just by sharing experiences, you know, just giving me in my testimony, and you know, like the ones where I said to him, you know, God, I will move towards you if you would move towards me. And then within, you know, a few weeks, the local vicar said, you know, you've been asking for the bread and wine, haven't you? And I said, yeah. You know, and it's just, you know, that for me was a miracle that she knew exactly what I'd been thinking. You know, so it's almost like somebody had been knocking on my door, and she must have known about it as well, so.
Well, that's incredible, man.
Mm.
Well, I'm glad we met. I'm glad that
we
could spend, you know, a brief time in Dallas and just enough to exchange information. And I remember talking to you. I was excited about my Bible reading. And,
yeah.
And I don't know, I guess some of that rubbed off.
That's right. You know, I've got my goal book, I've got my Jim Rohn Leadership Journal here with me. And I kind of picked it up last year and just looked at all the goals that I'd set. And obviously, 2009, I can now tick that one off. But yeah, it's just been a fantastic transition, even though it's been a rocky period in my life.
Right.
It's just been a fantastic transition. And I just say to people, I don't know where I would have been if I hadn't had the Lord's Word to read and give me comfort and hope and faith to kind of just carry on and, you know, just work through situations. I just don't know where I would have been without it, to be honest.
Wow. That's huge.
It is, yeah. And, you know, this is my testimony. I'll speak to people about, you know, if they ask me if I go to the church, and I just go on and give them my testimony and of how it's changed my life. And I know it's definitely changed Tony's life. My friend was basically got baptised this year.
Right.
You know, he's actually looking at doing some missionary work now, possibly sometime this year. It's kind of, you know, feels strongly that he needs to go and do something along those lines at the moment in his life. But, you know, he's got a few other things just to sort out in his life. But I know for sure that he's going to be doing some kind of missionary work in the near future.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Mm. And self too, but obviously I've kind of had that conversation with him upstairs and just said, you know, when the timing's right, just give me the nudge and I'll be here.
So, well, God bless you, friend.
Yeah, God bless you too, Larry, and all the best to Beth. I'm sure we'll catch up sooner, like I said, sooner rather than later, and I look forward to it.
I look forward to it as well. Bye-bye.
Goodbye. Bye now.